This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with the weekly perspective for the week ending the 5th of May, 2017. Canadian housing bubble pops and looks similar to the U.S. housing bubble. Just bear in mind that as important as this information is, what's going on with Home Capital Group and spilling over into other mortgage lenders, what we need to bear in mind is that the Canadian population is roughly one-tenth that of the United States. So certainly it will have an effect, but not nearly the effect that the U.S. housing crisis had during the 2007-2008 crisis. Furthering that theme from Casey Daily Dispatch, Canada's banking system crashing before our eyes, talks about the plummet in the stock price and what this means. Again, I just want you to bear in mind that the effect is not going to be as big as it was during the 2008 crisis. Moving to Wolf Street, Puerto Rico triggers the largest ever municipal bond process bankruptcy ever. This is four times bigger than the Detroit bankruptcy. And this is something that could have probably a larger spillover effect than the Canadian housing crisis. As many of us refer to Dr. Copper, copper being one of the best leading indicators or overall indicators for the global economy, copper barometer of global markets posts worst drop in 19 months on China's growth worries. This is from CNBC. You can read the article. We've been pretty bearish on the copper market overall, although it has shown some strength of late. Certainly, it's fallen off rapidly here. And really, the only base metal we're very positive about currently in today's environment is the zinc market. Again, from CNBC, Singapore to invest over $100 million in artificial intelligence over the next 5 years. In a smart nation and innovation hub push, Singapore is rapidly becoming, or has become really, the financial center of the east of the Asian markets particularly, and more of this artificial intelligence expert systems are coming to the fore, and I have a little more to add about this idea here in a moment. Did an interview recently on using precious metals as a way to back cryptocurrencies. And this is something that is being done slightly. I think there's huge momentum that will take place in the very near future regarding this. This is an article from Reuters. A Dubai firm looks to raise $500 million via digital tokens for new payment systems. Again, this is something that I think will actually shake out over the longer term as far as how digital or blockchain currencies are used. I think they will be used by having them backed by precious metals. Not all of them will be, but certainly I think this is an area to bear in mind and watch very closely. This one is talking about if you're paying on the MasterCard or Visa, you're paying 2.5% in this situation, or talking about a retailer accepting 1 gram coin as payment, as well as possible Bitcoin or two or three of the top coins. So we're going to continue to see this. We'll be writing about this in the next issue of the Morgan Report and subsequent issues. Moving on to the gold market, this is from Investing News. Gold price was under pressure this week, buffeted by better than expected U.S. jobs data and the FOMC, Federal Open Market Committee meeting. We've seen gold fall off here rapidly the last several trading sessions, and I do expect to see more pressure on the gold market to the downside. We have been bearish on silver lately and said that 1850 was probably the top. And as you can see, the top of 1850 was achieved around the 17th of April. And in less than a month, we're down under the 1650 level, around 1630 or so. And we will just have to wait and see what the market has in mind here before we get bullish again. Nonetheless, I do think by the end of the year, we will see higher metals prices across the board. But for the time being, we may be in a situation where the summer doldrums do take hold. I'll have an update on that as time goes forward. And in further gold news, positive news, the Chinese demand for gold bars and coins soared in the first quarter. This is from PeopleCN, a Chinese website. China's demand for gold bars and coins soared 30% year-on-year to 105.9 metric tons in the first quarter of the year, the fourth strongest quarter on record, according to a report released by the World Gold Council last Thursday. And finally, to wrap up this weekly perspective, I'm on Cassandra's Legacy, a blog dedicated to exploring the future of humankind affected by the decline of the availability of natural resources, climate problems, and the human tendency of mismanaging both. The title of this article came out May 3rd, Decline of West, of the West, Left or Right, It Doesn't Matter. Talks about, as a metaphor, in the Napoleon army going into Russia and basically being stuck, unable to redistribute wealth, not having the ability to plunder what they needed to get back, and basically having a great hardship going into Russia, big mistake. And this metaphor is discussed, but the article talks about basically the mismanagement of resources, that the left believes distribution's a problem, the right believes that production is the issue, and yet in a depleting resource base, both sides have got the issue wrong. So something to contemplate. I would highly recommend that you have time to go to Cassandra's Legacy and read the article. That will do it for this week. I'll be back with you next week with another weekly perspective.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.